One of the great privileges of being the chaplain of St. Martin de Porres Catholic Aboriginal Church community in Darwin is to witness the power of welcome. The power of welcome has a power that comes, I think, from the heart of God. To welcome especially the stranger and the lost. Over the past few years, we've had the great privilege of welcoming a number of our brothers and sisters who have been in detention in Darwin, in our detention centres, many especially from Sri Lanka, our Tamil brothers and sisters. And it's enabled me and our community to really open our hearts to ask that question: what does it mean to be lost? What does it mean not to feel at home? What is it like not feeling at home in your own country? What is it like feeling lost at sea, seeking out safety? And what does it mean when you think you've found somewhere that you might be safe, again to feel lost? And especially as we welcome them on a Sunday, I'm so acutely aware of those men and women and children who are in detention, in a prison-like situation. And it just opens me more and more to the heart of the Lord for the lost, for the stranger, for the broken. And how the Lord's heart is so full of welcome, so open-armed. And I think tonight the Lord would invite us into that feeling of lostness. At the beginning of Mass, Father Matt said, you know, we are lost in some sense, and can we allow the Lord to welcome us, to find us? Only a couple of weeks ago, I was rung up by an old lady, one of our elders in our community. She was crying, and she said, "Father, please come to our place. One of my granddaughters has locked herself in the house with her baby, and she's threatening to harm herself, and she's just in a state. We've got the police here, we've got the ambulance men here as well. Could you please come?" And I said, "Sure, I'll be right there." And when I arrived at the home, she was at the window, and the police and the ambulance men had tried to talk to her to come out. She'd been so distressed and so upset and threatening to hurt herself, and they were wondering, should we just break in? And so I went to the window to talk to her. And I know this young woman, and she just opened her heart and she just shared the lostness, the pain, the sadness that was in her heart. And I didn't know what to say. I just stood there with her. Couldn't see her through the window, the blinds, but I just sensed the Lord being there with us, uniting us in that moment, uniting us in that lostness, in that despair. And I just said to her, I spoke her name, and I just said, I know you, and I know your faith, and I know the love that's in your heart, and I know that the best thing for you is to come outside and to talk. And thankfully she did. And in that moment when she came out of the door and we just sat, we had a drink and we had a talk, and she calmed down, we had a chance to pray together. And in that moment, the Lord was so beautifully present to us, who had opened our hearts to His love and to His welcome. And in my heart, I rejoiced, just as the scriptures talk about rejoicing. Rejoice with me, she would say, I found the drachma I lost. And that was in my heart, the rejoicing of the heart of God. Now, not to say that all her problems are over, no, not at all. But I could hear in her that love that she knew. I knew she had experienced the love of God before, and that she'd opened her heart again to that love, to that hope that only the Lord can bring. I think it was last week too, last Thursday, it was Are You Okay Day. Did you have that down here? Yeah, I get some knowledge. Did anyone ask anyone, Are you okay? Are you okay? I think that's what the Lord would ask us tonight too. Are you okay? The Lord has an amazing way of reaching down into the human heart so intimately and so gently and so powerfully. That's what I love so much about being a Christian, that Jesus has opened to me that relationship with God the Father, where if I allow myself to be found by the Lord in my lostness, that He will enter into the deepest and the darkest place in my heart. And I've been trying that in my prayer, trying to hear the Lord say to me, Are you okay? And me saying, Well, Lord, there's parts of me that are not okay. I need you so much. And that beautiful second reading tonight, Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. I myself am the greatest of them, Paul says. And if mercy has been shown to me, it's because Jesus Christ meant to make me the greatest evidence of His inexhaustible patience. The inexhaustible patience of God to meet us, to welcome us, no matter where we're at, no matter what has happened in our lives. And how the Lord would call us to rejoice in that. That we have a God who loves us so deeply and intimately, who's just waiting for us. And those of you who know the readings that were supposed to be done today, we chose the shorter reading of the gospel. And the prodigal son is also an option today. And you know that story so beautifully, and you know that it's also called the prodigal father. The prodigiousness of God, the overflowing, wonderful mercy of God. God is so outlandish, so crazy in His mercy. And he offers that to each and every human person. He's waiting, inexhaustibly patient. That's an incredible expression. I keep asking the Lord to allow those words to penetrate my mind and my heart, that his mercy, his patience is inexhaustible. It cannot be exhausted. Tonight, I believe the Lord would open that inexhaustible mercy up to us. That power of his welcome. That power he has to receive us as we are. That there is no fear in bringing myself, my whole self, to the Lord. And perhaps that's one of the great sicknesses of our modern world. Being so superficial that I have to present to the world who I think the world wants to see. And it's so hard in the busyness and the craziness of life that I can't be myself. And tonight, in the intimacy of the Mass, the Eucharist, the Lord would say, be yourself. He came to save the lost and the sinner. His mercy is inexhaustible. So tonight I would invite you into perhaps a grace of opening your heart deeper. Perhaps there are areas in your life right at this moment where you feel lost, out of control, deeply hurt perhaps, or deeply shameful, guilty. And tonight, the mercy of the Lord is even more deep than any of those experiences. Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for that inexhaustible mercy and patience. But even though it's inexhaustible, it doesn't mean that we can wait till tomorrow. The Lord says, come to me. Come to me now. Open your heart. I welcome you. And I invite you, as we heard in that beautiful gospel acclamation, to become then an ambassador of reconciliation, an ambassador of the Lord's mercy to others, an ambassador of saying, are you okay? So tonight I'd like to invite us all to a response. Tonight, if you'd like to open your heart to that inexhaustible mercy, to hearing the Lord say to you, are you okay? And also, if you would like to open your heart to becoming an ambassador of reconciliation, someone who has the courage to reach out to others, especially those who are most lost, especially those who may seem so different to us or unattractive. The heart of the Lord is always reaching out. So tonight, in a special way, I'd like to pray for that. So if you would like to open your heart to that mercy, if you would like to open your heart to becoming more and more an ambassador of that mercy, I'd invite you to stand with me now. We're just, in this sacred moment, going to pray in the Spirit, and if you'd like to open your heart in that way and to praise and thank the Lord for his mercy, please join me in doing that. Thank you, Lord of life. thank you for your mercy and your love, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you can reach the depths of our darkness, the depths of our loneliness, the depths of our pain, the depths of our sin. And Lord, in this moment, we hand that over to you and ask for you to send us the gift of your Spirit of forgiveness and healing. Lord, we also ask you to pour out your Spirit of love that we might reach out to others, that we might be able to see the lostness and the darkness and the pain of others, and that we might be ambassadors of reconciliation. And we ask this in your holy name. Amen. Please be seated.